Hey everyone, get your cup of tea ready.
Yeah, cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone. So I'm Madonna Guy, and this is David Shield. David Shield's a holistic counselor. I am a naturopath and kinesiologist. So as always, coming together from two different perspectives.
And of course, we're both researchers and very interesting in the latest developments in science and also in psychological theory.
It's all pretty good fun. And because, the world's a bit of a mess. People are a bit of a
I think
mess.
always was a bit of a mess, and people already were, but it changes throughout history as what the main problem is and
Yes.
what type of mess
The
it is.
mixes are different all the time, which is really awesome. So it means we get to create new neuronal pathways all the time from dealing with new stresses. It's bloody
Incredible.
awesome.
Well, this is the material world.
Go
It's,
brain, go brain.
we're not in heaven, so you've got to expect that there to be a bit of a lacking here
Yes.
until we're enlightened, but we've got
So,
time.
did I say we were going to talk about yet? I don't think I did. We're going to talk about oxytocin.
Ah, bonding.
So, good old oxytocin. So, one of the things that everyone knows about it is that when you breastfeed, it gives mums oxytocin, and that's why they don't throw kids out the window when they're screaming blue murder for 24 hours straight. So,
Yes, but
oxytocin is also like a anti murder mechanism for mums who are exhausted.
well, kind of. Oxytocin also has a negative side too, but we'll talk about that after.
Yeah,
We'll get to that.
absolutely. There's always positives and negatives of everything. From my perspective, having been dealing with people with all sorts of neurological issues for 30 years, I suppose it's one of the things that I use the immune system again. We were training this morning, and I was doing the immune system, and you can actually check the immune system for oxytocin and see whether your body recognizes it or not. Or you can ask about the optimal levels because it actually does have quite an impact on the immune system as well. So the happier people are, the less likely they are to get unwell. As you know, that's the whole.
Well, and that's from the medical and naturopathic. In the psychological side of it, what we have is the deficits you look at are in behavioral issues,
Yeah.
right, rather than metabolic, because with a lot of things that are considered conditions or disorders in psychology and counseling is that it's when it affects your social.
Yeah.
When it affects your social and family life, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah. So if.
Otherwise, you're considered to be what's it called, a functional something,
Yeah.
so a functional addict, a functional person with a deficit.
Yeah. So, so some autistic kids, for example, can have low oxytocin levels,
Well,
and
that's a
their
real.
receptors often don't.
Well, see, this is the thing that's they see the thing about the neurobiology, and when we're looking at neuroreceptors and also hormone receptors, like this one, there's a peptide. Oxytocin is a peptide hormone. And so when you're looking at them, what's interesting is that the research is very new, and the measuring, because they give brain scans and everything to measure it, and that's very new tech.
Right.
And so this later stuff, it kind of can disprove some old theories just because of the updated ability to like see into people's brains and how things are functioning.
Well, that's sort of what I like about kinesiology because as new research comes out, I can sort of implement it into my
And adapt.
kinesiology balancing and sort of change things around and go, well, that's the part of the brain I've always checked for oxytocin. And sometimes when I've got feel-good hormones, I just like to remind the body, and I sort of do this in my little 5-minute videos as well. Let's increase our feel good, beautiful hormones, our endorphins, our dopamine, our oxytocin, our serotonin. And it's just a reminder to that HPA, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, that, hey, I am human. It is fun to be a human. It is fun to be a human. Yeah. But yeah, when people don't have enough oxytocin, it doesn't cause autism, obviously, but it can
Oh,
be one of the manifestations.
so the thing is that with that, it's really interesting because I've read quite a few studies in the last week. It's something I'm looking into, and it's that because I already knew a little bit, but when you go deeper into it, it's really interesting what you find. And so having low oxytocin can cause a myriad of problems, and they found that there's a link between. If you've got low oxytocin, that ADHD and autism symptoms can appear.
Yeah.
And whether they're working, because I don't know the medical side, but whether they're working in coexistence or one causes the other, the research papers still aren't, they're a little bit vague on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, certainly from the schizophrenia PTSD thing, those people tend to have very low oxytocin.
Right.
So.
And another thing, and also PTSD will end up with a shortage of oxytocin too. But the thing is with the
And
spectrum,
borderline personality
right, but
disorders.
the thing is with the spectrum issues is that a lack of oxytocin will simulate those, or also childhood abuse or neglect, it'll simulate that type of behavior, not wanting to touch, not wanting to. And so a lot of oxytocin is resistance to touch, say. And people with kids with ADHD and ASD don't like touching. That's very, very common. They don't like being touched and they don't like being fussed over.
And isn't it interesting that kids with Down syndrome, they're really hugging, they love hugs. There's a certain personality. I heard someone say, maybe it was Tucker Carlson or someone saying, when we get to heaven, everyone's going to be Down syndrome because they're the most beautiful humans on the planet. They just want to hug everyone. They
Charge
want to be
down.
lovely. Yeah, no, they've got this really, and it is, if you can put a generalization on a certain group of people, the Downs kids are just absolutely beautiful,
Oh, that's
gorgeous
interesting.
human beings.
Because
So so
the autistic kids are very standoff and black and white.
yeah,
And they'll
they
just
can be,
say the wrong thing at the wrong time without, because
Yeah,
there's
when
a
I'm
whole thing
treating those
attached to the
kids,
feeling center and it's very intellectual.
when I'm treating the kids, quite often they're lying on the table, and depending on the level, some of them have had a lot of work done, and they're the ones you can pick a mile away. They want to hold your hand and touch you,
Oh, okay.
when they've had a lot of work done because they realize the benefit they get from touch.
Right. And that's the thing that everyone's benefiting. Everyone benefits from touch. And also, I'd say, so there's also an attachment thing with oxytocin.
Absolutely.
It's actually really a better description. It's an attachment hormone, right? So people who have got different types of attachment disorders, often from childhood, but also generational patterning, is that if the thing isn't working, so people become very distant. So avoidant attachment, people like that are distant. They want to spend all their time by themselves because they have different ways of dissociating, and but mainly they need to go by themselves, and it's different to introversion.
Sorry, I'm thinking there's an Auntie Elvie in the family, and she was one of these. And
That's
then,
right.
yeah, everyone's got an Auntie Elvie in the
But the thing is, it's a bonding thing. It's not only it's any it's virtually any group things. Group things make oxytocin, whereas the individual things tend to make dopamine. So dopamine, which is the problem that everybody's talking about with the internet, it's actually what it's doing. It's encouraging extreme individualism where people are by themselves with their machine on their bed.
And
Right.
and again, let's face it, a lot of kids on the planet 2, 3 years without human touch, in the
Right,
last 6 years.
and the internet has taken away physical group activity because they do studies where people are interacting virtually as opposed to physically, and the physical one produces oxytocin, the virtual one doesn't as much, can do, but in a social setting of, and also massaging produces oxytocin, but massaging with a machine doesn't, even though you're getting the same, yeah, because it actually has to do with oxytocin has a lot to do with mirror neurons. People mirror each other. Like when you get close to people, you copy their phrases, you copy their truth, and you're mirroring and you copy their facial expressions, and you see that. And so raising oxytocin levels increases bonding. And the other thing is that all of the stuff that is couple related, touching,
I
kissing.
want to share a video in a sec.
Oh, well, let's can we about so all the things that are touch related, right, which are couple related, those things produce oxytocin and dopamine at the same time, which is what creates the arousal bond. And that's quite different from the mothering bond. And the oxytocin that comes from parenting comes from a different part of the brain from the arousal oxytocin, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, I was looking at the different ways the brains function. And also, so the problem is you can end up with like what I was talking like one thing I was looking up the problems with it, and Robert Sapolsky, he's like famous neurobiologist, and he started the research on this when he was doing work with baboons, and his basic statement was that Yeah, so oxytocin makes it l love us and hate everyone else because it causes a bias to your own in-group.
Okay.
Now, that's good if
And
you're.
this is a problem that
Well, I'll give an
you're
example
seeing.
of why it's a
Yeah.
problem, okay, without taking into politics or that sort of thing or what's on the internet. If you're trying to have a family, right, and then somebody outside is trying to make more oxytocin, it can make you detach from your partner.
Right.
Because if you're, because it happens in the type of families that are the family systems are kind of narcissistic family systems or dysregulated family systems, what happens is that outside influence can get in, and so the couple doesn't bond properly
Right.
because they're getting more from out there.
Yeah.
And just like you can see that, so the physical touch thing, all the couple stuff,
Yeah.
sitting together, bonding, touching each other, they're producing a dual oxytocin, dopamine, because they're both reward systems.
Yeah.
So
It's sort of
oxytocin.
like I know I'm in trouble with my partner if I'm making a coffee and he doesn't walk past and touch me or, pat me on the butt or something like that.
Right.
So, and I think, oh, I'm in trouble today.
Well, because those things are bonding things.
Yeah.
And in a
But I'm
family.
sure he doesn't even realize he's doing it,
Right.
so he would just be,
But in a dysregulated family system,
yeah.
what happens is, so someone comes out of that family and they try to make a couple,
Yeah.
but the extended family, who's their growing
Yeah.
up family, not the family they're trying to build, they try to influence more
Yeah.
and they take the oxytocin outside.
Yeah.
Often, and because it's extended family, they're using the maternal part and taking advantage of that.
Right.
That we're all mothers and we're all right. And except you need the source oxytocin in the couple first.
Yeah.
But so many things in society, like too much bias in men's groups or feminist groups,
Yeah.
will break down the relationship couple because the ideas coming from outside are creating bias towards a gender or a sex rather than the couple.
Right.
And that's sad and a
Yeah.
normal thing. So social philosophies that are outside can end up over influencing your own family. And
Yeah.
so your family gets like broken up
Yeah.
by outside oxytocin from a social group or from a
Yeah.
family group.
Can I
And I
show
think
this
that,
funny little
but what do
video?
you think of that?
Yeah, no,
It's
I.
really important
Well, it's
because.
sort of similar to what you were saying about the triad, when we were talking about the dark personality triad, and the people who are narcissists or sociopaths. Who out there in the world, they come across as these beautiful, awesome human being who would do absolutely anything for everyone, but they get home and they're horrible to their partners or kids because they're filling their cup is the abuse, or they're filling their cup is the feeling and control.
That's right.
So because they're out there in the world and they're putting on this front of being the awesome human being.
But they are an awesome human being out of, but the problem is they're getting their oxytocin out there and not at home.
Right.
Right? They're getting it out there. And that's okay. You want to have a certain
So
amount of
why
it.
are they
But
such
if it's
turds at
too
home?
much, because they've already. Oh, because it causes that. Sorry, I was reading about that. Because it causes in-group bias. So if you make your in-group, if you want to have a successful family, if you make your in-group over there,
Right.
like with your, like just how I did it with my family,
Yeah.
right? And I'm in a relationship, and I decide I always give them my attention. I
Okay.
always side with them, and I don't
Yes.
side with my wife.
Yeah.
Or my kids, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it increases in bias. And so when people hijack families,
Yeah.
couples, they're going outside and they often use the maternal instinct
Yeah.
to create opposite. Oh, we're all family. We've all got kids and this and that. We don't care about your partner
Yeah.
because we're the in-group. And they don't allow them to leave that
Yeah.
family and make their own in-group.
Yeah. I want to play this video quickly just because
What's it
it's
about?
funny and well, it's a Simpsons clip, but it's just the words are just funny, so I just want to play it. So this is the Simpsons and these guys, Bill Clinton and Bob Dole are actually aliens, but they've put on a human Bill Clinton and Bob Dole thing. Anyway, I just want to play it just because it amuses me and for some reason it is reminding me of what we're chatting about here. So let's just have a little giggle.
Who's Bob Dole? I don't know who.
I've got no idea who Bob Dole is. That's beside the point. This is just funny. Anyway, the reason I find this funny is because these two guys are walking along holding hands, and people are saying, "Why are you holding hands?" Now, the reason I was bringing up because holding hands is a good way of upping your oxytocin. So it
Well,
was the
actually, what's
oxytocin
that
that
thing?
made me
What's the thing for men with bonding and
a
stuff?
vasopressin.
Vasopressin.
Vasopressin?
So this will be a vasopressin bonding. It's
Well,
not another hormone
yeah, it's not.
that men bond with then.
Anyway, it's very funny.
Cooling these earth motors is easier than expected. Yes, all they want to hear are bland pleasantries embellished by an occasional saxophone solo or infant kiss.
Mr. President, sir, people are becoming a bit confused by the way you and your opponent are, well, constantly holding hands.
We are merely exchanging long protein strings. If you can think of a simpler way, I'd like to hear it.
We are merely, we are, anyway, so the long protein strands, that's always amused me. Yes, I know it's not totally accurate, but it's funny. Anyway, so I wasn't able to get that out of my head before, so I figured I had to play it for you. So, but yeah, so we do raise our hormonal levels, our feel-good hormones
So what's
by
that called? Vestro.
vasopressin,
So
which
vasopressin
is
is.
also involved in heart health, by the way, and kidney health.
But
So,
the thing about it, that's just like the mothers bond with the oxytocin,
yeah.
the men bond with the vasopressin.
Yeah.
And so the example they give in the studies is that that's what when veterans go to
Yes.
war together and they get that bond,
Bonding under
if you
stress, that's
say
right.
bonding under stress, and that will cause a lifelong connection.
Yeah.
And that's vasopressin more than
So
oxytocin.
some of the studies they've been doing for autistic kids have been using nasal sprays, to
Yeah,
increase
oxytocin
oxytocin.
spray. Yeah.
So in that sort of, and it mixed results because of course that might not be the issue for everyone. But if you're one of the little kids whose oxytocin receptors have been jammed, then that's not great. So we're going to pause here and just go and listen what was going on in the background there. Then we're going to come back. So give us a sec.